Hello and welcome. You're watching the weekend edition of Left, Right and Center. I'm Usama Shah. We start the show with a gripping controversy raising serious questions on India's judiciary. The Supreme Court has released a bombshell report, complete with videos and photos showing sacks of charred currency notes allegedly recovered from the residence of Delhi High Court Judge Yashwant Verma during a firefighting operation. Now, Justice Verma has denied claims of a massive cash stash hidden at his home, but the questions are mounting. And Chief Justice Sanjeev Khanna, he has now tasked a three-member panel of High Court judges to get to the bottom of it. Now, whatever it is, it demands complete and full attention of the top echelons of the concerned institution. And it is certainly a time to not brush these issues of corruption at high places under the carpet. We'll try and find answers to all these questions. But before that, let's listen in to all the reactions.
Because one cannot recall an incident where such a grave allegation of actually cash being present in the house of a sitting judge has ever been raised or discovered. If crores of rupees are found in a sitting judge's house, it obviously creates a big issue that has to be answered and looked into. Now, the Supreme Court, because the report of the Honorable Chief Justice of Delhi High Court has recommended and said that the explanations or a deeper probe is required, has formed an inquiry committee under its procedure. We'll have to wait for that report. But this obviously raises larger questions about the presence of at least corruption in some segments of the judiciary.
We are in conversation with the NDMC people who come here on a regular basis to clean this particular area. Let's just go straight to them. Sir, hum log dekh rahe hain ki lagatar yahan par saaf safai karne aate hain aap log. Kuch din pehle hi yahan par aag lagi thi. Aapne kaha ki
lagne ka to pata nahi isme kab lagi thi, par lekin hum 3-4 din pehle yahan se garbage utha rahe the to usme 5-5 note mile the hame.
Kitne notes mile honge aise?
25 note the madam jo dikh rahe the wo nikal ke hum side mein fek rahe the. Unhe
kahan se nikala tha aapne?
Ye garbage mein se nikala tha yahi se. हाँ जी.
अच्छा, कितने नोट्स होंगे?
20-25 नोट मिले थे मैडम हमें तो.
अच्छा,
20-25
नोट. हाँ,
बाकी
आप रोज यहाँ आ रहे क्लीन करने?
हाँ जी मैडम, रोज ही उठाते हैं यहाँ से हम.
अच्छा,
हाँ जी.
तो कभी आपने पूछा किसी से कि नोट्स कहाँ से आए?
नहीं मैडम, हमने किसी से नहीं पूछा.
अच्छा, वो नोट्स
हमारा कोई मतलब ही नहीं है, हम तो गार्बेज उठाते हैं सिर्फ यहाँ से.
अच्छा, गार्बेज उठा के आप उसको ले गए कहीं फेंकने के लिए?
हाँ जी, वो ओखला डंप होता है.
ओखला डंप
यहाँ? हाँ जी.
These are the cleaning staffs from the NDMC who have just said that they had found the burned 500 notes from a nearby garbage pile from this area just outside Justice Yashwant Verma's residence. With cameraperson Mohammed Murshaleen, this is Anushka Garg for NETV. We are right outside Justice Yashwant Verma's residence, and in a few moments ago here, the NDMC workers had gathered to clean this area, and we are showing you the visuals of the burnt notes that have been found at this particular place. Now, people were in fact here. We also managed to talk to both of the workers, and they said that few days ago when they came here for cleaning purposes, they found burnt notes like this at this particular place, and we are also showing you the exclusive visuals from on NDTV, and these are the burnt notes that have been found from this particular place. Now, we are not just showing you one note, but 2-3 different notes that have been burnt. And when the waste is collected from here, it is sent to Okhla dumping yard. Now, a three-member committee is in fact inquiring about this whole matter. We are right outside Justice Verma's residence, and we are showing you the visuals of the notes that have been found from right outside his residence on March 14. That was the day of Holi. At night, the fire incident took place, after which all the burnt notes had been recovered. The Supreme Court has also in fact showed in their 25-page long report the burnt stash of cash that was in fact recovered, and it has been alleged that this was inside the storehouse of Justice Yashwant Verma's residence. We are showing you the visuals from outside of the yard of Justice Verma's residence. These are the burnt notes. We are also showing you the visuals, the cash, the burnt notes that has been in fact found here at this particular place when the NDMC workers, the NDMC officials, we also managed to talk to two of them, had said that these are just two of the pieces that we have managed to find here. But they had in fact found 25 to 30 similar burnt notes, and in fact they took it to the Okhla dumping yard and dumped at the dumping yard. These are the visuals that we are showing you from outside of the Justice Verma's residence. A three
member committee is right now also probing inside this whole matter. Justice Sharma has categorically denied that he did not know, neither him nor his family members knew about the cash that was put inside of the storeroom from where it has been allegedly recovered. With Chairperson Mohammed Murshideen, this is Anushka Garg for NDTV.
Well, this entire case raises serious questions, and we'll try and find answers to some of those questions. In fact, I'm currently joined by K.V. Dhananjay, advocate of the Supreme Court of India. I also have Ashutosh Srivastav, advocate from the Supreme Court of India. Mr. Dhananjay, I would like to start with you first. Although the Supreme Court, it has taken steps, but there have been, massive outrage, and people are speaking about this case. Because this is first such instance where a sitting judge of a high court is under the scanner. Is the action that has been taken so far enough, according to you?
Well, this, I think, is an extraordinary development. We haven't seen anything like this in the last 75 years. Not that we've seen anything like this prior to that. So this is an extraordinary development. And obviously, people are going to ask if the Collegium acted fast enough. And I think it's commendable on the part of the Collegium to have revealed so much in their press note and also to put out photographs of this incident. Now, the photograph is so significant here because that is what, makes it possible for all of us to discuss it with more certainty, which certainty was not available before the press release was put out by the Supreme Court. And I don't think many people expected the Supreme Court to be so forthright, or rather the Collegium to be this forthright, and then to come out with so much of information, so much so that an environment is now created wherein an FIR becomes inevitable because the public at the end of the day knows what happens when so much of cash is found in the residence of a public servant, that there will be an FIR, there will be an investigation. And of course, the public curiosity more or less subsides at the point where there is some kind of a credible investigation. So the Collegium, I think, has created an atmosphere now where it's a natural expectation of, any reasonable minded person that an FIR will be in place. And the question as to whether the Collegium did enough, if you look at the press release closely, you will see that the Chief Justice of the Delhi High Court was informed of this whole, episode sometime at 4:50 p.m. on the 15th. Yeah. But by then, that's on the morning of 15th, the cash did disappear.
Yeah.
By the time the Chief Justice of the Delhi High Court came to know about it, I think the damage was already done, because this is a case where it's absolutely paramount and important to recover the cash first. Because if there is no dead body, you cannot possibly charge anyone with murder, or for that matter, even accuse someone of murder. So I think the Chief Justice of the Delhi High Court did recognize that damage is now done. And so seems to be also the recognition of the Collegium that damage is done. So what remains is that they will first make sure that there is a due process and that the judge in question is heard. And the judge, of course, has taken the defense that he absolutely knows nothing about it. And I think under the law, he's entitled to all of that, because what he says, and of course, what is also borne out of the record, is when the fire broke out, he was not at place. And even when the notes were removed from the place of fire, the next morning, he was not there in Delhi. In fact, he was not in his residence.
Yeah, so that is, in fact, a subject of, examination, etc., by the authorities. And you, in fact, also spoke about the role of the Collegium. We'll come to that. But Mr. Srivastav, do you feel that a case like this, it puts a big question mark on the credibility of the entire judicial system of this country?
Yes, I do agree. And absolutely, this is the case. And I feel that such kind of an incidence, creates a lot of question marks in the minds of the litigants. The litigants believe the judges and the courts to be the second temple for them. And they have all the faith and confidence in the judicial system that they will get justice. But incidences like this, I'm sure, will create a lot of doubts in the minds of the common people and also the litigants. However, I do understand that the High Power Committee has been formed by the Supreme Court rightly. And this committee will go into the minute details and will find out as to what is the truth, whether really any corruption activity has taken place or not. So we'll have to obviously wait for that. But as of now, prima facie, what we see is really shocking, And apart from that, when this judge says that he it is not the amount or any money which belongs to him, neither his family members have kept any such cash there in the house. So that is also a serious issue as to then who could have kept, because we know in the judge's house there are a lot of high security, and for anybody to just go in and keep any cash is next to impossible.
Yeah.
And this has also been pointed out by the Chief Justice of the Delhi High Court that a person who can have access to such a place can only go and place any such cash. So that is also a big question mark. And apart from that, I feel that based on the investigation being conducted by three different judges of the high courts, like Punjab and Haryana High Court Chief Justice, then Himachal Pradesh High Court Chief Justice, then one judge of the Karnataka High Court. So all these judges are doing their job, and accordingly, we'll have to wait for the final report.
Yeah.
And based on that, I'm sure even the provisions of the Judges Inquiry Act of 1968 will also apply. And based on Article 124, there could be chances of impeachment in addition to the FIR, what my learned friend just now, he told about it. So there could be impeachment process also if anything is found contrary to what he is stating. So we'll have to see. Obviously, he will have all his liberties to prove his innocence in the entire episode.
Yeah, in fact, I just want to reiterate. I just want to reiterate this. This case is still being investigated, and we're not here to make any sort of judgment or any speculation. Having said that, Mr. Dhananjay, you spoke about the collegian system, and there have been people from within the government and the opposition raising questions on the collegian system. Even Mr. Harish Salve, we spoke to him just day before yesterday. He, in fact, said that there needs to be a massive overhaul. Do you believe that the existing mechanism is in place through the collegian system, they are adequate, or does this case expose the need for reform?
Well, the functioning of the collegium is, of course, has attracted legitimate criticism. And there is so much of reform, and the collegium should, in fact, incorporate. But this incident, at the end of the day, is not really the time for to talk about the collegium's effectiveness. If anything, the collegium has actually exhibited very high standard of conduct in coming out with the photographs and the video of the incident. That's a very high standard of conduct. So those who wish to criticize the collegium, I think, might want to wait to see how this event turns out.
Hmm.
And reformation of the collegium, I don't think this is the right time to talk about it, because the collegium, of course, has done a good job here. And what is expected now, by the way, the report of the collegium, of other matter, the press release, doesn't really cast a great doubt on the judge. It records the judge's defenses and says there is a need for a deeper probe. And pending that, the judge will not be allocated judicial work. I think the report is, of course, very fair. And in the peculiar, I think these are peculiar facts at the end of the day. You have a large amount of cash being found, and by who? By a fire brigade. Now, who called in the fire brigade? It's the people within the house. Now, did they not know that there was money here and that they should try and do themselves, douse a fire rather than call an external agency?
Yeah.
So, there's a great deal of mystery here, and that is why I think the public is not going to easily forget it, because so many people in the public will try to solve it. And in the process, they will keep this issue alive for some length of time. I think the collegium has done what it could, and they've done, I think, an excellent job.
Okay. Speaking about the public trust that people have, that they have in the judicial system, Mr. Srivastav, these allegations of unaccounted cash at Mr. Verma's residence, do you think it could erode that public confidence in the judiciary? And what measures should the Supreme Court and other such institutions take to restore that faith, especially if the inquiry finds wrongdoing?
Yes, definitely it will raise the question mark into the judicial system in the minds of the people at large, and mostly the litigants. As I said, that people are waiting for years and years to get justice, but if they go and find out such kind of activities being found out, so they would lose their confidence in the entire system. And this is a very, very serious issue for any country, that the judicial system should be impartial, should be conducting all the cases and passing orders independently. And this, we have been talking about the independence of judiciary since a very, very long time. And this is how the constitution of this country has been framed, to keep the judiciary independent, not being influenced by anything, even by the government or by any outsourced agencies.
Yeah.
So this is what will be there in the minds of the people. because they feel that, in fact, you know, if they have merit in their case, they will, you know, they will win the case, they will get justice.
Yeah.
But if these things come up, so obviously people will have to rethink about approaching
absolutely.
The courts.
And if at anything all the is found, you know, if at all these
are proved, are proven.
And if the allegations against Justice Verma are substantiated, and what precedent might they set up for addressing corruption at senior levels of the judiciary? And conversely, if he is cleared, how should the judiciary handle the fallout from such public scrutiny? These are some of the questions that still remains. Gentlemen, thank you very much for speaking on this particular issue.